WNTN Radio Boston. This is the Boston's hub for international radio. This is your host, Viviana Dragani, on Italy Echo, the only bilingual show and podcast in Greater Boston and New England. Today, I am very pleased to host Paul Peer, author of the book Sprinkle, Celebrate, Meditate, and Understand Our Drinkle. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. So, Paul, on your book's cover, you say that care is the natural basis of existence, not thought. How can that be?
Well, existence is eternal care, always and forever. Care naturally sprinkles itself, creating loved ones like us and material. The first law of eternal care is that wholes make parts that seek to be whole, as well as to be parts, having more parts, on and on. Hence, seeking to be different. Difference enables us to love, to want. This is the primary law we live by in all facets of livingness. Differences are made and played together. This is what we are doing all the time in gazillions of clever and dull ways. One of our first lessons is how easy it is to not care. This does not have to mean dislike or hate, but can become disagreements and even reasons to do harm. The solution is always to care. The problem is in mind and ego of thinking ownership and responsibility in ugly ways based on misunderstandings, selfishness, failure, and embarrassment. Recovery requires brave honesty. In a nutshell, this is our whole story. You know how complicated it can get, but it is always based on the simplicity of love and not love. There is much we can discuss about care, especially of knowing and of aesthetics, of mind's goodness and stupidity, and of the laws of science like gravity and fields and particles and more. My book, Sprinkle, explores more of care, how to play and how to be as goofy serious as our material world.
Thank you, Paul. And what is your book, Sprinkle, all about?
Sprinkle is a poem of poems, just like how a sprinkle is full of unique sprinkles. Here are new discoveries about what is existence and spirit and awareness, preciously and slowly made understandable without resorting to belief or guessing. This does not make religion and science obsolete because they have unique purposes and provide many cool tools. Sprinkle helps clarify how and why their tools and toys work. Philosophers and others have long postulated that our real practical underlying truths are utterly simple. Oh yes, we are always close to knowing these discoveries, but strange as it seems, have been unable to look directly and fully. Sprinkle warmly and playfully presents this knowledge full, direct, and making sense while on a tour of our serious and goofy world. We are certainly responsible for ourselves, but we don't have to feel bad about our ignorance. We can learn and become happier.
Awesome. And how were you able to discover this?
At four, I stopped asking others why, because their answers seemed meant to shut me up more so than to lovingly educate. Instead, seeking any truth, I asked myself something silly and intuitive. Why? Why? Immediately and shockingly, I transcended. I did not have an answer, but it felt promising. Pleasant enough was being in free flow, no, my first meditation ecstasy. Then at 22, while studying Native American philosophy, I just had to go on a journey, just had to. But I could not leave, and I had stopped doing drugs years earlier. So I did it unsufferingly from my easy chair, closed my eyes, and meditated on what could be my spirit guide. I asked and let it go and went into free flow, no, and soon met White Otter. According to the books, this translated as playful wisdom. I laughed because I had no clue what it meant. But I found out, in a lifetime of intense study and play in all philosophies and sciences and lots of looking. 50 years later, I have wonderful playful wisdom to share with you. You do not need a background in philosophy or anything else, just honest willingness to look. This is just like our original adventure of coming to know as a fresh loved one. I have made it easy and exciting to experience and oh so fun. My research process for Sprinkle and the search for origin is simply this: what cannot be reduced into parts that are something else? For example, each thought is composed of at least two observations, which are not thoughts. Thoughts can be made from other thoughts, but each one is composed of observations. Hence, thought is not our origin. You might think the trickiest subject of all is God, but it turns out to be the simplest. Everyone has a different version of God, including an uncaring God. Yet there is no evidence as a hopeful connection to mighty and important phenomena. Hence, God is just an idea, a wonderful, helpful, purposeful idea, but just an idea. One of the most interesting of the thousands of subjects I studied over several decades is part of Zen, specifically this. You would appreciate this most by meditation and also going around saying this about everything. It becomes a most enchanting experience and will put you in the here and now. But origin? One problem. This is subjective, a one. Allness is not included. Indeed, allness is intrinsically excluded. I cannot tell you how many times I hung my head in despair after discovering a hopeful candidate was not it. More than once, I considered love, but only until I wondered if love is not origin, but the expression, manifestation, and celebration of care. At first, this felt pedantic, not real, not extensive. Decades flew by. And then, when I considered that care, as a natural part of its existence, would sprinkle itself, and this is how it creates love, inside itself, this being a one and all. Then I got so excited and could not prove it wrong, hence the discovery of truth. Care is everywhere, and we are in it as parts of it. Eternal care is composed only of itself and creates more of itself in parts. I like to call these parts loved ones. The creation of material is more complex, full of willingness but no will, but I will not go into that now. Existence is the allness of eternal care, which has no other concern or purpose or activity than to make little cares. Us, loved ones. Eternal care also imposes itself all around as in a field of loving care. We can feel this when we are loving, big, not alone, belonging, what we are always seeking in our experiences, especially with others, as a sense of allness or just biggerness of our oneness. And so I finally discovered eternal care as the basis of existence. To me, care is pretty just by itself, the most aesthetic phenomena. It is no. K-N-O-W. In a way, I wish it was God so I could have someone to thank and appreciate, but there's no one there. Care will do its caring and create lovingness on and on forever, no matter what we do. Forgiveness is up to us. We make our own experiences. Let's choose to care and love because we can. Yes, it is full of responsibility, but isn't that part of what love is?
Absolutely. I had the idea, and I'm sure others will too, that care is too simple to be the biggest, most fundamental thing in existence. Can you please clarify this?
Sure. Folks may have some difficulty understanding existence as care. They may dismiss it, saying, oh, that just means God. No, that is not what this is all about. Care is a scientific principle. Care is our origin, an eternal, ongoing form. Spirit is made of care, active as love. Close your eyes and have the idea you are only care. Feels right. I am loving this. All I need to do is to live is to care. Anything else will become useless and boring. You can still blow up things if you want, like arguments, fireworks, or an asteroid threatening to hit Earth. You can draw an ugly picture because that is how you feel. There are many aesthetics, many ways to love, many or wild and crazy situations to get into. Many ways to make yourself and others feel beautifully alive. Just care. This is what we are. You will naturally find happiness.
Could you please elaborate even more about what care is?
Science cannot ignore the softer side of knowledge, not thought in numbers. How can existence exist as calculating tools? Eternal care is simple and underlies every experience and every law. It is not a sappy sentiment. It is pure and keeps on creating no matter how we mistreat. So all the age-old beliefs in love are true. Care manifests as love. And love essentially is wantingness and begets gravity and is always what we deeply seek in all our endeavors. Material world does too. The evolution of love, one's spirit, and the material world is complex. If you work with this, nothing in our sciences is invalidated, but all of it is given new meaning and understandings. Please do not belittle the simplicity here. Eternal care can be philosophic and religious. Hey, go for it. But more so, it is the simplest science. My idea of writing this up as a poem is because I am a romantic, not oriented and limited as a trained scientist. Poetry allows playfulness and a greater sophistication than prose because I can create between the lines sentiment and play with a sense of wonder. I am also writing a prose book that is taking more time because it requires more math development in conjunction with the psychology of spirit and philosophy, all complex and new. I'm making it simple so folks will not need to doubt. I could say more about care, but I don't know what would make it real to you. Sprinkle does have technical data, but mostly it is a tour of our goofy, serious world and how we live by various forms and gradations of caring. Especially important is subtle meanings, which are very obvious if you are paying attention, such as in poem 3, last stanza. Here's the key to life's oddity, which everyone has always questioned and keep missing. We are doing our own conundrums. Question is really a quest and has a natural end. Create one. You are its guest. No one can own one. Opened. Sprinkle is full of psychology and philosophy and sciencing. It is designed to make life sensible and knowable. It even solves I. In math, this is the square root of -1, as only this science could. As well as the great mystery of 42, even atoms would be startled by the veracity of his playful intuition. And lots more. I hope you find it fun and enlightening so you know your place in the world and can care and love more easily and fully.
Thank you so much, and I really wish you could recite one of your favorite poems, please.
Okay, I can do that. This is poem 4, A Natural Fundament, Santa's Home Between Skies Grew. Fundamental argument, what is real and what is true? Asked, Santa gives clarity. Real is made to be played. True. Truths are made. False. True is true. Playful truth, reality. When we don't create spirit, we do create spirit of soul dance of our infinite rhythming laugh, love, love, love. Our energies create chase by how we all Time becomes times, unique space. What do you know when Santa, as joy, is gifting your face?
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us today. And now, Italian music.